So today, we are talking about losing your job and having to eat snacks like this is a meal.
It was the strangest thing to happen to our team in that we all, at separate times within the year, I don't think there was a time when we all had a job at the same time.
We just wanted to share a little bit of that journey, what that looks like and how we got through it.
Yes. Hashtag broke life.
So I enjoyed my free time because the weather was starting to get nice. It wasn't quite there yet, but anytime I could, I hit a park, I hit outside, because outside is free. Jesus definitely paid it all for that. So I was like, anytime I don't have to swipe this card, yes, I will be outdoors. And also just enjoying the things that I've already paid for. Like, I'm in an apartment, so I got a gym. Pool's not open. It was nice. It wasn't that nice outside, so couldn't quite jump in there, but I would walk around the mall. I would watch Netflix to just chill out at the house, go see people. If there's anybody I knew who was off, sometimes I would cook food here and then go meet somebody for lunch, but they still had to buy their own lunch because, you know, budget life.
Right.
And so, well, it's broke life, really, because ain't no budget. Zero income. So I would just be like, well, I made this. I don't know what you're going to do, but I can sit with you and eat my homemade food while you buy something that looks way better. So that's kind of what I did. Just, you know, indulged in everything that was already paid for. If God blessed me with groceries, I was stretching them groceries. Rice is your friend. Water. Coffee, because I still need it. Cereal. All that. Best friend. But I actually didn't find myself like suffering and struggling. Like, I was good. I still ate well. I still enjoyed my meals, enjoyed the different things that I had. And I made it a point to just have a good time. If I was going to, if I was going to cook a meal, I really cooked it with love and put it, you know, really like zhuzhed it up and made it good. And so I was enjoying myself. That's a good time. Me and Netflix.
Yeah, I don't think I had like,
She
didn't have a bad time. I had a really good time. But you know what? I'm frugal anyway. Even with having a job, I don't like spending money. So if I have to, I will. But I like saving. So it was cold during when I was laid off. So I couldn't go anywhere. It was like December, you know, all that stuff. But thankfully, it was the holidays. So all my family was in town, and I was able to spend time with them and hang out with them. It was really kind of a nostalgia feeling because, you know, everybody's off and you're just doing stuff and having fun and movies and video games and all that stuff. So it was really, really good. I want to say that my community really highlighted that for me. Even in both jobs, actually, there was grace there because the job that I got laid off from, the most recent one, my team there, because they didn't know I was being laid off, but you know, they were just sending me jobs and recommending me for stuff. And you know, I would interview if I wanted to, but I kind of just wanted to enjoy the holiday. So
I learned this today.
Some of us were unemployed.
I enjoyed the holiday
an entire quarter.
But see, I didn't rush, you know, because I didn't want to just rush into another job just to get another job. I really did
the
want.
The bills needed me to rush.
our faces are like, felt like we were there.
I thought we were in the same struggle.
Courtney,
we were not.
I was struggling near the end of the month, but this is the beginning.
I was unemployed from October to December. Actually, I got a job at the end of December, but I didn't start to the end of January. So that's four.
Yeah.
4 months. So it was not fun for me, okay? I did not get like all those entertaining moments. I was scared. But I tried to, for me, it was about experiences. And so I would try to value the experiences that I was having with people. For the holidays, I had like a cookie decorating party at my house instead of trying to do like real gifts. I would do a lot of thrifting. I was like on Groupon a lot. I'd be doing matinee movies. I meet people at the mall because mall food is cheap.
T-Mobile
Tuesdays. T-Mobile Tuesdays came through. Yes. T-Mobile, you can sponsor us. But I'm just saying, like, there were so many ways for me to try to figure out how to stretch my little dollars so that I wouldn't always be by myself in the house. Because, as y'all know, me in the house by myself ain't a good look.
We had some adventures and some excursions.
Yeah, but I didn't, gas money wasn't.
Oh, no. I mean, like, you know, in terms of, like, you know, on off days. Because, y'all, when Sharitha went back to work, I was kind of sad. I was, like, my off-day hangout partner.
Because I'd be at the house.
Because I work 4 days a week, and so I have a day off during the week, and I would always just be like, what's Sharitha doing? We can try to, you know, do something.
You can go.
But when she went back to work, I was like, I'm all alone now.
Give me a four-day work week, and then we can work it out.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk to him.
Okay.
I'm
going to hit him Thank up. Thank you. Next. Hit him up. Let him know. But yeah, that's really what it was. And I think that's what we learned through our seasons was that you want to definitely give 110% toward making sure you're trying to get a new job, being diligent in that, but don't let it take over your whole life, because then you start to worry and be anxious and start counting every single person who is or isn't responding to things, and you know, getting a negative report starts to feel like it's a personal thing that you didn't get this job because you're interviewing so much and you're seeing so many people. And I think if you make sure to enjoy this season as well, you start to balance that. So if you get a no, you know that, hey, you know, I'm still hanging out with a friend this weekend and I'm okay. And I still have something on the table and I'm okay. And I have something to look forward to rather than, oh, it's just me applying to a billion jobs again today.
I love that piece. I think it's great to maintain a positive perspective, because even when it came to allowing people to help me, God really had to shift my perspective where that was concerned. Because at first I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm just like out here just a mess and people are having to bail me out of life. And then God very swiftly, thankfully, reminded me like, girl, you are praying for provision and I'm providing. And if you don't allow people to provide, if you don't allow me to provide for you through the people around you, then I can't help you. So that was something that I had to learn quickly. And after a while, it became easy to just say, you know what, yes, because instead of it being a, this is awkward, do need help, it became, yes, I do need that, thank you, I'm going to go ahead and receive that. And it became a lot easier to get the help that I needed, because instead of looking at it like I'm being a burden to people, I really started to see God in it, and I realized that if God placed it on their heart through my prayers to help, then let me receive it. Because God really did come through supernaturally. There was a time that I was about to go to the grocery store. I had 20 bucks. That was it. And I was like, oh my gosh. I remember I was praying and I was like, I'm about to go to the grocery store in faith, God. And I'm just going to trust you and I'm going to get what I need. Literally. I swear this only happens to like other people until that time. Literally, as I was praying, bing, Sharitha has sent you $40 in Venmo. And the thing was like, for gas and groceries. And I was like,
she had just said that she was trying to, she didn't have no gas, she needed to get groceries, and I was working at the time. And so we come through.
And this was just, you know, just the fact that it happened in that moment where it came through and different things like that. It was like God really used the people around me to love on me, to encourage me. My mom took me out of town and paid for everything. She took me shopping, guys. I'm grown up. My mom has not taken me shopping since high school. She took me shopping and was legit, and I watched God lead her to buy things that I've been wanting. So it wasn't even just the fact that she bought me stuff and it's like, okay, cool. It was like, I felt like God was like, get those new workout sneakers you needed. Remember that blazer you wanted for when you interview? And it was literal items being checked off my list. It was so supernatural. And allowing God to change my perspective enabled me to receive not just help, but blessings. Receive things that actually didn't just need, but also kind of wanted. So that was super nice. And a free vacation, I know that's not happening again. So shout out to Mom. I'm still grateful. Mm-hmm.
So that's really our experience, not even tips, just our experience. Yeah. Having been three different separate experiences, well, kind of three and a half experiences, right? Of being unemployed. Girl, you were unemployed-ish. Like, ish. You had a job that covered Like, you were unemployed, but you was working.
It was still touch and go for us.
Courtney didn't look sad one time.
When I came to your house, I got laid off.
That was a great day.
That was a great day. So let's talk about a great day.
So Courtney got laid off.
The second time, the one in December.
Yes. She called me.
Mind you, I'm already unemployed.
She called me. I was at home. I was working from home because I didn't feel well that day. I had an eye strain, couldn't see. It was just a problem. Nerdy stuff. But so I was at home. Courtney called me and I was like, well, if you're just looking for jobs, come and laptop over here. I'm just at home working. So then since Courtney came over, I was like, well, we got to call Saritha, naturally. So Saritha came through, and then my sister called, and she was like, hey, you mind keeping your nephew for a little bit? And I was like, sure, drop the baby off. Mm-hmm. So we're just here having a good old time. We ordered pizza. I don't know who paid for that.
Did I?
Okay, thank you, girl. Because I was like, oh, never mind, I was working then. Ooh, forgot, wrong story. But it was nice. We just had food come through. We just chilled out, ate, and had a nice day of fellowship. So it was kind of cool. But we wanted to share our layoff stories just to let you know that even amidst all the greatness that was happening with Clean Ears and we're growing and continuing to put out podcasts, we all went through the same personal struggle in different ways. But
we were trying. Some of us were looking for jobs.
Exactly.
We were unemployed.
Exactly.
Some of us.
Exactly. And then God still enabled amazing things to happen through Clean Ears. He gave us this opportunity to have more time to spend with each other. I swear at some point we all were like full-time Clean Ears, so that was kind of dope. You know, even though in the beginning I was like, I don't have nothing to do. We just started. I got laid off 2 days after the first podcast dropped. I was just like...
Just so y'all know the stories behind all this stuff.
I was like, Jesus. And so we just wanted to share it to let you know that even in the midst of personal struggle, tragedies, you know, God is still good and still enabled us to get through it. And we've got much better jobs, positions that we're happy in. And now we're back to work with a purpose because we understand that Clean Ears is the goal. And, you know, that's about it. So I hope this inspires you. If you're laid off, but you've got your thing on the side, one, don't stop working on that thing that you're working on. Don't be discouraged. Mm-hmm. Be excited that if nothing else for a moment, you are that thing full-time. So if you're a full-time podcaster right now, even if by accident, a full-time blogger, a full-time whateverer,
YouTuber,
hey, celebrate that. And just, you know, stay up. Let people help you. Scream the scriptures if you need to, but I promise you they work. Mm-hmm. They really do work. Yeah.